So come down here through the Wizard Nanny, past the Ross Sea blubber.
Well, you tell me about the blubber quickly, because it really is quite fascinating looking. It's melting, it's yellow with this hard, leathery look on top, and it's a big pile. It's, what, a couple of metres wide by 4 metres long?
Yeah, that'd be about right. And you can smell it too. You smell that aroma.
Delicious.
It runs right through the heart and it actually gives sort of part of the spirit of place. So the blubber was laid down by the Ross Sea Party, and I think it was mainly for running the stove in the hut. They converted the stove to run on blubber, so there's a big hopper on the front. And once they got the stove up and running, they could just cut the blubber up and drop it in. You can see that it turns to a liquid, and that would burn. They also used it for lighting. So a lot of that dark, sooty layer on the hut is from the burning blubber.
Now, I heard that one of your favourite activities that you've ever had to do over the years with conservation involved this blubber. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
The blubber was covered in scoria and penguin feathers and a lot of contemporary material, so we had to clean it off. So I was involved in setting up a scaffolding over it, and with a pair of tweezers and several hours with my face about 5 inches away from the blubber, slowly picking off the bits of scoria and feathers and the like. And in the end, we got about a large plastic ice cream container worth of material off the blubber, and you see it's looking good at the moment. But my reward was the conservators didn't want to do it, so they cooked for me for the next 2 weeks. So I got off cooking duties.
So Al, what are you going to show me down here? This is one of your favourite artefacts, is it?
I've got lots of favourite artefacts, but on a personal front, I'm a very keen cyclist, and every winter I go and spend a month cycle touring in the Northern Hemisphere so I can get some sunshine. And this artefact here, as you can see, is a bicycle, and it's still in rather good condition, has been conserved. And a few years ago, I followed in the footsteps of Griffiths Taylor, and I got a mountain bike at Scott Base, and I had to go and get permission, and it took quite a bit of effort, but I managed to cycle out here from Scott Base to Cape Evans. The distance is about 25 kilometres, and it took about 5 hours because there's a headwind and the snow was very soft, and I spent the night out here.
Just to describe this bicycle, which has of course been conserved and is very recognisably a bicycle, look, its tyres are very thin. It looks to me like a sort of what you'd imagine a 10-speed bike looks like. I imagine the one that you rode out had much fatter tyres.
Yep, it had 5-inch tyres, and even that was quite slippery on the ice. But looking at the seat, it's like an old Brooks leather seat, and I'm still running those on my bicycles at the moment. Sometimes less is more, and a hard, rigid seat is more comfortable.
And I think the other thing that interests me about this, I've seen photographs of this bicycle before it was conserved, and it was unrecognisable with the amount of corrosion. How much work was it to get this back looking like a bike?
Quite a bit. So all the surface corrosion had to be removed and then stabilised. And probably best guess is probably a minimum of a week and a maximum of 2 weeks on conserving the artefact.
There is another really interesting artefact at the very end of the stables, and I really love it, but it makes me kind of sad, and that's the skeleton of the wee dog. Do you think we could walk down and maybe have a look at that and find out a bit more about it?
Yeah, I've got a bit of a story about that artefact too. So here we are looking down. So basically it's just a skeleton of a husky, and we actually found that on the other side of this wall of the stables, and it was in very poor condition. It was just a scatter of bones, and I've seen photographs of it back in 1964, and it was actually a complete dog, and it was mummified to some extent, but the wind blowing scoria and ice against it slowly weathered away the skin and the remains of the dog. So we had a choice of actually leaving it out there and let the bones scatter to the wind, or actually put it back into a form of the dog and bring it in here to protect it and save it for future generations. And so one of our conservators, with a skeleton of a bone structure on a piece of paper, actually got all the pieces of bones and placed it back into a dog form, and here it sits today. And hopefully it'll be here, you know, into the future for people to understand and appreciate. So it actually didn't belong to Scott's expedition. It was a part of the Ross Sea Party expedition.